somebody's idea of a movie set? This is so cheesy.
Come on, he needs our help making a movie for his filmmaking class.
Okay, people, listen up. Quiet on the set. Lights, camera, action. Hey, call my agent. Tell him to set up an appointment with Bobby De Niro. You know, I love being a director.
Okay, Cody, what's my job in the movie?
Hey, Mark, you're the assistant director, executive producer, and vice president in charge of production.
Wow, what do I do?
Serve lemonade. Now, the rest of you people, you're all going to be actors. JT, you play Dick Ratface, the evil pet shop owner.
Dick Ratface? Can I have more of a studly name like Rocky or Rambo?
Okay, from now on, you're Rambo Ratface. Hey, Brendan. Now, you're going to play little Timmy, whose lifelong dream it is to have his very own goldfish.
Can I be the sensitive but sultry heroine who nurses Tom Cruise back to health in a PG-13 sort of way?
Close. You're going to play the femme fatale. You're beautiful. You're dangerous. You light up the screen. Every man wants you.
Ooh. What's my character's name?
Customer number one.
Cody, what's my character?
Okay, you're Maria Consuelo Valencia de Benedictis.
Cool, who's that?
Customer number two. Okay, people, we're going to rehearse scene one. Now, we open on Rambo Ratface, who's selfishly eating a banana while a hungry monkey looks on sadly. Now, Timmy, we're trying to make a movie here, huh? All right. Now, in the foreground, little Timmy's counting out his pennies, all right? While Maria Consuelo's trying to pick out a lizard, and customer number one's trying to decide between a kitten and a puppy, all right? Places, everybody. Let's go. Lights, camera, and action.
Cody, don't we need a script?
And cut. Okay, that's lunch. Dude, I gotta go outside and write a script.
I'll get it for me.
I got an extra large pizza with ham, anchovies,
yes, for
pineapple.
Me, thanks, bye.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's just a pizza with ham, anchovies, pickles, pineapple, and gummy bears.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those women who only eats weird, exotic foods when you're pregnant.
No, when I'm pregnant, I eat anything. Hi, guys. See you later.
Wait. Where are you going?
On a date.
Well, would you like to tell me about him?
No. Bye.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, girly girl, whoa. Come on. You know the rules. You have to tell your mother about this guy or she'll have me follow you in a car all night.
Okay. His name is Paul Gilbert. He works at a bookstore near the college. He doesn't drink, smoke, swear, or talk with his mouth full. He has clean fingernails, good posture, and he knows the Heimlich maneuver in case of emergency.
You may go.
Thank you. Hey, Dana. Oh, I hear you're dating a 36-year-old guy.
36-year-old guy?
Did I forget to mention that?
Al, Karen? Let's step out of the ring. I think I heard the bell for round number one.
Sorry. Mom, what is the big deal? I'm going out with a guy.
Yeah, well, I just don't see why you can't find somebody closer to your own age.
Because, Mom, the guys my age are immature dimwits. Their idea of a good time is drinking beer and peeing off the water tower. Is different. He reads books. We can talk about things. He's a mature guy.
Yeah, well, that's what bothers me. Mature guys have mature ideas, and I don't want you getting any ideas.
Mom, you don't have to worry about me having premarital ideas.
Yeah, but I will tell you one thing. There is no way a relationship can work with a 19-year-old girl and a 36-year-old man.
Mom, look, I know that you like to think of me as a child, but the fact of the matter is, I'm perfectly capable of taking care of my own life without help from you. Nervous about meeting your friends.
Oh, don't worry. You'll love them. They're gonna love you.
I can't believe my mother said a relationship with an older guy wouldn't work.
Yeah, you know, well, my ex-wife said that dating a younger woman was crazy. But, you know, I say age doesn't matter. I mean, so what if you're only 20?
19.
19? Well, I mean, well, yeah, what is age, really?
A number.
Exactly. It doesn't define a person.
Absolutely. What matters is that we have so much in common.
Right. I mean, the age thing doesn't bother me one bit. Doesn't bother you?
I don't even think about the age.
I don't even think about it. Well, it must be them. Nice call. Everybody, I want you to meet Dana Foster. Dana, this is my brother Jim and his wife Molly. This is my friends Andy and Nancy. You know, Andy, he teaches biology at East Wisconsin University.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. What do you do?
I'm a student. I'm in your class, Professor Andy.
How about that, Paul?
Small world.
Yeah, you're dating one of my students. Not that there's anything wrong with dating a student.
Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't date a student, but that's because I'm married.
Right.
Not because I think it's creepy or anything. I don't mean creepy. I mean that,
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we all get some wine and cheese while Andy gets his foot out of his mouth?
Hey, I'd love some wine. How about you, Dana?
No, thanks.
Oh, that's right. You're underage. I mean, you know, for the wine, not to date Paul.
Oh, Paul, I wanted to show you a picture I found when we were cleaning out the attic. You won't believe
you're gonna
it.
Love
get
it.
A load of this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, God. 70s flashback. I look like one of the Bee Gees in here. Dana, take a look at this.
Isn't it great?
This is Jim and Molly's wedding. Mm-hmm. It was a disco theme.
Of course.
Disco. How could anybody listen to that stuff?
Oh, you disco. Yeah. Disney. Don't you remember the Village People?
Oh.
Wet, wet.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel. You kick your gown, I say you're men. Kick your stuff on the ground, I say you're men. But they're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy.
Stinks. Where are all the dirty parts? Mom tears them out. Oh, great. Now I'll never know how Lady Catherine repaid Stable Boy for his kindness. Oh, good. You're home. You've got to tell me all about dating an older man. I want to hear every detail. Yeah, and don't leave out any juicy parts.
Well, it didn't go exactly as I'd hoped. All of his friends were so much older than me, I felt completely out of place. I actually saw one of my professors disco dancing. Like, YMCA is what you say, YMCA.
Disco? That's like from the 70s. How old were these people?
They were in their 40s.
And they were dancing? Ew, that's gross.
Yes, Mom was right. This guy is too old for you. He's not too old for me. It's fine when we're alone. It was just weird because all his friends were there.
I don't know, Dana. I mean, there's just something about you dating an older guy that just seems bizarre.
Oh, God, this isn't one of those sick father fixation things, is it? You know, I saw a TV movie about that one time where Heather Locklear had to kiss Buddy Ebsen.
Paul is not Buddy Ebsen. He's only 36. This relationship can work. It's gonna work. And I don't care what anybody says. Age doesn't make a difference.
Honey, you don't want to miss the start of Cody's movie. Oh, my. That looks wonderful. Pot stickers, egg rolls, paper wrapped chicken. All the kids are going to love this.
Mm-mm. It's not for them. It's for me. I made them popcorn. Well, I had a little craving for Chinese food.
Okay, Cody, ready for the start of the movie.
Ooh, Chinese food.
Yeah, back off, pal. Popcorn is for us. The Chinese food is for the amazing Digesto.
Okay, I want to thank you guys all for coming to the premiere screening of Free Goldie, okay? Now, I want you to know that no animals were harmed during the production of this film. Although we did have one close call when Goldie jumped into a bowl of soup. Okay, rolling.
Cody Lambert presents Free Goldie, a film by Cody Lambert, starring J.T. Lambert as Rambo Ratface, Brendan Lambert as Little Timmy, Al Lambert as Maria Consuelo Valencia de Benedictis, and introducing Karen Foster as customer number one.
I'm excited. It's my screen debut.
Gee, mister, I'd love to buy that goldfish, but I don't know if I have enough money.
It's no problem, little boy. I'm sure we could arrange a loan.
They're fantastic.
You like this movie?
No, these egg rolls are to die for.
Carol, what are you doing?
Having a snack.
This is not a snack. It's Thanksgiving on Walton Mountain. I'm putting this stuff away.
No, don't touch that turkey. It's my turkey.
All right. This goes back.
No! Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Oh, honey, you have really lost it. I wasn't going to show you this till morning. I was going through some photos the other day. I found this one of you. I want you to look at it.
Big deal. So I'm fat. I was 9 months pregnant with Mark.
Well, you know, that's what I thought. Until I looked at the date on the back of the picture here. It's Mark's first birthday party. You can't see Mark and the other kids because you're blocking them with your thigh here.
It's a dress. That dress always made me look fat.
Okay, fine. I have another picture. This time you're not wearing a dress. You're wearing a bathing suit. Look at it.
No.
No, look at it.
No,
you should look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this picture.
I'm not looking. I am not looking. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. time. I look like Marlon Brando in a bikini.
Carol, listen, I know that you're pregnant and pregnant women get cravings, but you can't keep eating like this. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for our baby.
I know. Oh, gee, you know, last time I was pregnant, I swore I'd never do this again, but I just keep getting the cravings, and then I can't control myself.
Well, listen, honey, I'll try and help you any way that I can, okay? If you get a craving and I'm not there, look at the picture.
No!
Hi. Come on in. Listen, why don't you have a seat?
Shouldn't we get going? I don't want to be late for the movie.
Well, look, there's been a kind of a last-minute change of plans. My ex-wife got sick. My kids are here.
Your kids?
Yeah, look, I'm really, really sorry. I didn't tell you about my kids earlier. I just don't want to scare you off. Anyway, I have two kids.
Oh. Well, that's super. How old are the little tykes?
5, 6.
Oh, what a fun age.
Are you Daddy's new girlfriend?
Kind of.
You're skinny.
Dana, I want you to meet Lily. And this is Jack. Guys, I want you to say hi to Dana.
Hi, Dana. I'm glad you're a girl. Maybe you could help me.
Sure. What can I do for you?
I think I got some toilet paper stuck in my bottom. Would you check?
Lily, sir, why don't you go to the bathroom and I'll come there in a minute, okay? Hey, no running in the house. Kids.
Yeah, kids.
This isn't gonna work, is it?
I really wanted to make it work because I like you, but we're just not from the same world.
Oh. Wish I'd met you 10 years ago.
10 years ago, I was 9.
Oh, boy, my ex-wife, she was right again. God, I hate that.
Well, I guess I'll see you at the bookstore.
Yeah.
Bye, Paul.
Dance that bat away. Keep it up. That's it.
Hi, Mom.
Work it harder now.
Hi. What are you doing home? It's only 8:30. I broke up with Paul. And I'm really depressed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what really bugs me? How come you knew this was going to happen before the first date, and I didn't?
Well, I'm 40. You're 19.
I thought I was an adult, but I guess I'm not even close.
Well, but you are close. That's what's so frustrating about being a 19-year-old. You got the body of an adult, you've got the mind of an adult, you have the experience of a 19-year-old.
I wish I could go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, and be 30 years old.
Yeah, wish I could wake up and be 30 years old, too.
You know, Mom, you're really smart. I ought to listen to you more often.
Hey, could I take that? Because I'm sure by tomorrow I will probably be your dumb mother again.
Probably.
Well, let's just enjoy the truce while we have it.